Begin lying on your back. Draw the soles of the feet together as close to the groin as is possible, and then let your knees fall open towards the floor, soles of the feet pressing together. If your knees don't quite touch down to the floor, use two yoga blocks, one under each knee, for a little bit of extra support. If you don't have yoga blocks, two rolled up towels should work just fine. Once you find a comfortable position for your legs, you can either rest your hands on your abdomen, feeling your natural, easy breathing in through the nose and out through the nose. Or you can reach the arms overhead, catching hold of opposite forearm. Above all else, just find a comfortable place to be for the next few minutes. If you're familiar with sounded breathing or ujjayi breath, you can begin to initiate that now. If that's not part of your practice, just continue to breathe naturally, in through the nose and out through the nose. Again, following that soft, sounded breath in through the nose and out through the nose. No other movement needs to be made, just following your breath. Continue following that sounded breath in through the nose and out through the nose. And on your next inhale, draw the knees up into your chest and begin to lightly rock on the low back, gently from side to side. Allow your legs to carry you over to the right. And with your head coming up last, peel yourself up. Coming forward onto all fours. And pressing back into downward facing dog. Keeping a soft bend in the knees, you can begin to press your heels one at a time down towards the floor. Never forcing, never pushing beyond your reasonable depth. Continue to breathe in through the nose and out through the nose. And as you exhale here, come high onto your toes. Inhale to step the feet forward, together at the top of your mat. Inhale to lengthen up halfway, and exhale to fold. With your head coming up last, inhale, roll yourself all the way up to stand. Ending with the feet together, the hands to heart center, at the top of your mat. Close your eyes here and bring your attention to your sounded breath. In through the nose and out through the nose. And we'll begin our practice here with one round of Om, all together taking a deep breath in. Om. Exhale to release your arms. Inhale, reaching your arms up high overhead. Exhale to fold yourself forward, softening your knees on the way down. Inhale to lengthen up halfway. Exhale, grounding through the palms, step or float your feet back into high plank. Holding here, sounded breath in through the nose. And sounded breath out through the nose. Taking one more nice deep breath in. And as you exhale, bending at the elbows, lower down to Chaturanga Dandasana. Point the toes, inhale to upward facing dog, lifting your knees, lifting your hips. And exhale, press back into downward facing dog. Sounded breath in through the nose. Sounded breath out through the nose. Making sure the feet are hip distance apart. Hands are shoulder distance apart. Sounded breath as you press the weight up and back. And taking one last breath here in through the nose. As you exhale, come high onto your toes. Inhale to step or float your feet together to the top of your mat, lengthen forward and up halfway. And exhale, bow forward. Inhale, rising to stand, reaching your arms overhead. And exhale, pull the hands down to heart center, Samasthiti. Inhaling with sound, reaching your arms up. Exhale, bow forward. Sounded inhale to lengthen up halfway. Sounded exhale to ground through the palms and float your feet back into high plank position, lowering down to Chaturanga Dandasana. Inhale, point the toes, upward facing dog, lifting your chest. Exhale, press back into downward facing dog. Breathing deeply here. In through the nose. And out through the nose. Sounded breath in through the nose. And out. Three more breaths. Taking one more sounded breath in through the nose. Exhale to come high onto your toes, look forward. Inhale to step or float the feet to the top of your mat, halfway lift. And exhale, bow forward, chin to shins. Inhale, rising to stand, reaching your arms up, palms together overhead. Exhale, the hands to heart center. Inhale, lifting your arms high. Exhale, folding forward. Sounded inhale to lengthen up halfway. Sounded exhale to step or float back, plank to Chaturanga Dandasana, elbows squeezing in. Point the toes, inhale, shoulders over wrists, upward dog. Exhale to press back into downward facing dog. Breathing deeply in. Breathing deeply out. Sounded breath, really building that heat, really building that yang energy. It's good to sweat. Keeping warm for two more sounded breaths in through the nose. Softening with the exhale. Last time, breathing in through the nose. Exhaling high onto your toes. Inhale to step or float the feet to the top of your mat, halfway lift, and exhale to fold. Inhale, rising to stand, reaching the arms up. Exhale the hands to heart center. This time, bending your knees, inhale, reaching your arms high, Utkatasana. Exhale, straighten your legs as you fold forward. Sounded inhale, lengthen halfway up. Sounded exhale to ground through the palms, step or float your feet back into high plank and lower down immediately into Chaturanga Dandasana. Inhale, rolling the shoulders back and down, upward dog. Exhale to press back, downward facing dog, and then step your right foot forward to the top of your mat. Pivot the back heel down towards the center line of your mat. As you inhale, keep the right knee bent and reach your arms up into Warrior One, Virabhadrasana. Take that full exhale to bring you all the way back down into Chaturanga, lowering. Inhale, upward facing dog. And exhale, press back into downward facing dog, immediately stepping left foot forward, right heel pivots down. Inhale, reaching your arms high. Exhale to fold yourself back down to your mat, plank to Chaturanga. Inhale, upward facing dog. Exhale, press back, downward facing dog, breathing here. It's one. Sounded breath, two. Three. Nice deep breath, four. And on the last exhale, come high onto your toes. Inhale to step or float your feet forward to the top of your mat. Exhale to fold. Bending both knees, inhale, sweep your arms high into Utkatasana. And exhale all the way up to standing, Samasthiti. Bending both knees, inhale, reaching your arms high, Utkatasana. Exhale to fold yourself forward, Uttanasana. Sounded inhale, lengthen up halfway. Sounded exhale, grounding through the palms, step or float your feet back, plank to Chaturanga. Inhale, pointing the toes, upward facing dog. Exhale, press back into downward facing dog. Step the right foot forward, back heel to the ground. Keep that right knee bent. Inhale, reach your arms up, Warrior One. Exhaling all the way back down to the mat, plank to Chaturanga. Inhale, pointing the toes, upward facing dog. Exhale, back into downward facing dog. Step the left foot forward, right heel to the mat. Inhale, bending the left knee as you reach your arms up, Warrior One. Exhaling the hands all the way back down to the floor, stepping back into plank and lower, Chaturanga. Quick movements, inhale, upward facing dog. Exhale, downward facing dog. Breathing here. So as we build that heat, downward dog really does become our rest pose. And if downward dog is too much for you to hold at any point in time, you can bring your knees down to the mat and press back into child's pose, sinking your bum down to the heels. Let's take two more deep breaths here in. Sounded breath out. Sounded breath in. And as you exhale, come high onto your toes, get very light. Inhale, float your feet forward, halfway lift. And exhale to bow. Bending both knees, inhale, sweep your arms high. Exhale to the top of your mat, Samastiti. Let's take one more round of our sun salutation B. Bending the knees, inhale, reaching your arms up. Exhale to fold forward. Sounded inhale to lengthen up halfway. Sounded exhale to ground through the palms. Step or float your feet back, high plank. Elbows squeezing in to lower you down, chaturanga. Inhale, upward facing dog, knees lift. Exhale, downward facing dog, hips lift. And step the right foot forward, back heel grounding. Inhale, rise up, keep that right knee bent. Exhaling all the way back down to the mat, plank to chaturanga. Inhaling, upward facing dog. Exhale, press back into downward facing dog, left foot forward, right heel to the mat. Inhale, reaching your arms up, warrior one. And exhale all the way back down to the mat, plank to chaturanga. Inhale, upward facing dog. Exhale, downward facing dog. From here, let's inhale and take the right leg up as high as we can. So take that right leg up, 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 up. And keep that right thigh lifting. Start to bend your right knee, reaching the right foot towards the left side of the room, opening up your hip. Breathe deeply here. And you can begin to rotate your right ankle in one direction and then the other. We'll take one more nice deep breath here, opening up those hips. And then with a nice light step, take the right foot forward between the thumbs. Keeping the right knee directly over the ankle, the left heel should stay lifted here as you come into a runner's lunge. Sounded breath, looking forward, not down. It's one. Sounded breath, two. Nice deep breath, three. Let's keep the left hand directly under the left shoulder and open up the right arm, reaching your right hand to the sky into a little twist here. If this is too much, you can just take the right hand and place it on the hip. You may even need to bring your back knee down, and that's fine. We're always just trying to work our own edge. We don't need to go any further than what's reasonable for the body, however it is today. Taking one more deep breath, really opening up the chest, twisting open. And as you exhale, bring that right hand back down to the outer edge of the foot. Let's spin the left heel down to the mat, providing a really stable foundation, and then we'll windmill the arms open into warrior two. The right hand reaching forward, left arm reaching back, keeping the right knee once again directly over the right ankle. Shoulders stacked directly over the hips. Breathing here. And be very strong. Sounded breath. You should really feel heat being built here. You can almost think about trying to rip your mat in half with your legs and at the same time trying to pull the mat back together. So a lot of yoga, a lot of our practice, a lot of our asana is about opposing movements, finding balance in between two opposing forces. Take one more breath. With strong arms, bring the hands back down to the mat, stepping back into plank position. Push the floor away from you as you lower down to Chaturanga Dandasana. Inhale to upward facing dog, lengthening. And exhale, press back into downward facing dog. From downward dog, inhale, take the left leg up as high as you can. Deep breath. Really feeling that heat, feeling that yang energy as you start to reach up through the leg, start to bend your left knee and reach the left foot towards the right side of the room. Deep breath here, in through the nose. Sounded breath out through the nose. And we're rotating the ankle, one direction. And then the other direction. Sounded breath. And then we'll take a nice, light, graceful step forward, stepping the left foot forward between the thumbs. Keep your right heel lifting so your right heel is stacking over the front of the right foot, really stretching the arch of that right foot. And you can come up to the fingertips, double checking that the left knee lands directly over the left ankle and not going out beyond it. Sounded breath. Remember that you can make any modifications you need so that this is more appropriate for you. And as you inhale, we'll ground that right hand on the floor or on a block and lift the left arm up. Opening up into a nice big twist here. Sounded breath. Try to open up, reaching away from the floor. One more nice deep breath here. Expanding in all directions. And as you exhale, take that left hand back down to the outer edge of the left foot. Spin your right heel down towards the center line of the mat so the whole sole of the foot is pressing into the floor. And then we'll windmill the arms open into Warrior Two. Once again, stacking left knee directly over the left ankle. Arms wide open. Reaching the left arm forward, right arm back. And the shoulders landing directly over the hips. Sounded breath. Really stay firm in your position, but keep flexible through your breath, through your chest, through the torso. You should feel your whole torso expanding with each breath in. And sinking and settling down with each breath out. We'll take one more nice deep breath here. And as you exhale, bring the hands to either side of the foot. Take a nice big step back into plank and push the floor away from you as you lower down to Chaturanga Dandasana. Pointing the toes, inhale to upward facing dog. Exhale, press back into downward facing dog or child's pose. Breathing here for one. Sounded breath. It's two. Three. Sounded breath, four. Last one. As you exhale, come high onto your toes. Inhale to step or float the feet forward to the top of your mat. Lengthen here halfway up. Exhale to bow. Bending both knees, inhale, reach the arms up high overhead. And sit back and down like you were sitting into a chair. Feel the inner thighs roll in towards center, towards one another. And breathe here, nice vigorous breath. Utkatasana. This posture is not meant to be easy. You really should feel heat building as you breathe through this. Good, two more breaths. Sitting back and down. Sitting back and down. A little bit further, sounded breath. And as you exhale, fold forward, straighten your legs. Inhale to lengthen up halfway. Exhale, step or hop your feet back into a high plank position and lower down to chaturanga. Point the toes, inhale to upward facing dog. Exhale, press back into downward facing dog. From downward dog, make sure that your feet are hip distance apart. And then we'll start to walk the hands back towards the feet. So we're going to walk the hands all the way back towards where your feet are. And once you arrive here, catch hold of opposite elbow or bicep and just hang forward. Soften your knees a little bit. We're going to hang out here for two more breaths. Feeling a nice stretch through the backs of the legs. And then turn your right big toe out towards the right corner of your mat. Keeping the knees soft, just hang over your right side, leaning to the right just a little bit. And you should feel a bit more of a stretch here. Sounded breath. Make sure that you're not tensing through the neck. So you want to feel like your upper body is cascading over the legs. No tension from the waist up. Continue to breathe with sound, turning the right big toe back to center. And then turn your left big toe out towards the left corner of the mat and hang over the left side. Sounded breath in. Sounded breath out. Inhale the left big toe back to center. Feet are now parallel. And release your arms. Start to walk your hands forward, coming all the way forward into plank. As you exhale, come to the outer edge of the left foot, inner edge of the right, moving into your version of side plank. And if you're newer to the practice and you've never done side plank before, I recommend you taking your left knee down to the mat and coming to the inner edge of the right foot. And then perhaps you start to play with lifting that right arm up. Sounded breath. Really finding out where you can go here. So don't be afraid to get creative. If you have a deeper version of this in your repertoire, you should absolutely go for it. Coming back to center, inhaling to plank. Exhale, lowering down to chaturanga. Inhaling to upward facing dog. Exhale, downward facing dog. As you inhale, come back to that nice strong plank position. Come to the outer edge of the right foot, inner edge of the left. And again, to modify this, you can bring your right knee down to the mat and just work to the inner edge of the left foot. And then play with lifting your left arm high, side plank. Deep breath in. Sounded breath out. It's okay if you shake. It's okay if it's hard work. Take one more sounded breath. Inhaling to plank. Exhale, elbows in as you squeeze yourself down into chaturanga. Pointing the toes, inhale, upward facing dog. Exhale, press back into downward facing dog. Take a nice deep breath in. Exhale to come high onto your toes. Inhale to step or float the feet forward to the top of your mat. Exhale, bow. Inhale, bending the knees, reach your arms up high. Exhale, folding forward. Inhale, halfway lift. Exhale, one last time, stepping back into plank, lower down to Chaturanga Dandasana. Point the toes, nice deep breath in through the nose, upward dog. Exhale, pressing back into downward facing dog. Look forward between the thumbs, and then step, hop, or float the legs forward or through, coming to a seated position. Take both legs straight out in front of you. Draw your right heel back into the groin, and let your right knee fall open down towards the mat. If your knee doesn't touch the floor, I recommend you rolling up a towel or using a yoga block and placing it somewhere comfortably under that right leg. Start to walk your arms forward beside the left leg until you feel a little bit of a stretch through the back of your left leg. We're now moving into our more yin portion of the practice. In yin yoga, there's only three things you need to remember. We want to come into each posture to a reasonable depth. Reasonable means it's not so deep that you are uncomfortable, but it's not so shallow that you're bored. Once we find that reasonable depth in the posture, your only job is to sit still, relax as deeply as you can, and give no attention to any thought, any emotion, or any physical sensation that may arise. There's nothing else you need to do but that. Just sit still. Relax deeply. And don't worry about any of the internal noise. And very slowly start to walk yourself back up to a seated position. Using your hands to bring your right knee back up. And we'll bend both knees so that the soles of the feet are about mat distance apart, flat on the mat. Taking your hands behind your hips and just start to windshield wiper the knees gently from side to side. This should be a very slow, gentle movement. Keeping with that yin quality, that softness, receptivity. There's a delicate grace even in our transition. And then slowly coming back to center. Stretching the legs back out in front of you, feet together. And with very little effort, draw your left heel back in towards the groin, letting that left knee fall open. Once again, just supporting your knee if it is hanging up off of the mat. We don't want to allow tension to be a problem. And then start to walk yourself forward. Finding again a reasonable depth, somewhere you can remain comfortable for the next 3 to 5 minutes. Somewhere that you don't need to move or fidget or fix anything. Be still and relax here. Using your hands to help bring your left knee back to center, bending your right knee to meet, and then ease yourself down onto your back. Draw both knees into the chest. Slowly lifting your heels up in the air, heels over the hips. and then bend your knees so that your shins come parallel to the floor, knees over the hips, creating a 90-degree angle. If you know that your hips or hamstrings or IT bands are very tight, take a block or a rolled up towel between the knees. Keeping this 90-degree angle very slowly, without putting any strain or pressure into the low back, let your knees fall over to the right. As much as possible, try to keep your left shoulder blade resting on the mat and reposition your arms anywhere that they need to be so that everything is resting comfortably and easily. No effort. This twist is one of my favorite yin postures because you really have an opportunity to ring out so many of the meridians in Chinese medicine, so many of the important digestive organs. But truly, the only way to get the most benefit from a posture like this is to maintain those three instructions, those three principles: remaining still, deeply relaxed, and choosing to simply have no problem with any thought, any emotion, or any physical sensation that may come up. Continue to breathe here. You don't need to use any special technique. Just continue to breathe. And with as little effort as possible, draw the knees back up, hugging your knees into the chest, and you can rock a few times here from side to side. And then lifting your legs up, bending the knees so that the shins come down parallel to the floor. Taking your knees over to the left side this time. Once again, finding a place for the right shoulder for the arms, making sure that you start out from a very reasonable, comfortable position. In Yin Yoga, we are trying to get into the deeper tissues of the body, the ligaments, the joints, the tendons, grounding bones. In the beginning of our practice today, we really warmed the muscles. We built heat. We built prana, chi, breath. And here in this yin portion, it's an opportunity to nourish all of the deeper aspects of ourself, both physiologically, spiritually, mentally, emotionally. And the great part is that you don't have to do anything in order to do this. Just stay still, relax, and don't create a problem. Very slowly draw your knees back to center, hugging the knees into the chest, and take a moment to rock gently from side to side. If you notice that you've cooled down significantly since our practice began, take a moment now to grab a sweater, your socks. Make sure that you're going to be nice and warm for this last posture. If you know your low back is tight, feel free to grab yoga blocks or rolled up towel and place it underneath your Knees are at the base of the thighs. And then we'll reach the legs out towards the bottom of the mat, letting the feet fall open. Roll the shoulders down your back, letting the palms face up, down by your side. Take a moment to gently turn the head from side to side, looking for that sweet spot at the back of the head. And then find a place where you feel aligned. Let's take one more nice deep breath in all together. Hold that breath. And exhale to sigh it all out. Softly close your eyes. And we'll spend the next few minutes here resting in the most yin posture of all, Shavasana. If you can spend more time in this posture, feel free to do so. Otherwise, I'll bring you out of the pose in just a few minutes. And now begin to deepen your breath. Start to wiggle the fingers and the toes. Rotating your wrists and your ankles. And on your next inhale, reach your arms up high overhead. Take a nice big stretch here. And sigh it out. One more time, reaching your arms up, nice big stretch. And drop both knees into the chest. Begin to rock gently here from side to side. And let your legs carry you over to the right. With your head coming up last, press yourself up to a nice comfortable seated position. Pressing the palms together at heart center. We'll close the practice with one round of Om, beginning with a nice deep breath in. The highest in me sees the highest in you. Namaste.